Hey, you guys. My name is Brooke, and welcome to my podcast, Blogger with a Twist, and I am your host and a creator. So what you guys can expect from my podcast is topics about lifestyle, rants, story times about my life, and etc. So if that sounds entertaining or interesting, then subscribe, tell your family, friends, or whoever about my podcast. And last but not least, sit back, relax, get your snacks, and let's get this episode popping. So, hey, you guys, and welcome back to a brand new podcast episode, and it's your girl, Brooke. So, I know that I've been a little MIA for almost 3 weeks, and I am so sorry. It's been a mixture of me being lazy, but also kind of busy. Before we get started in this week's episode, I have something that I want to say, and I am super excited because this kind of came out of nowhere, but I am truly blessed for this opportunity. Last week on April 18th, I got a message on Instagram from a young man named Tony. Now, I would say Tony's last name, but I don't want to mispronounce it. So, Tony, if you're listening to this episode and I don't say your last name, that is why. So, the message that Tony sent me on Instagram reads, "Hi, Brooke. My name is Tony. I am a student advocate at Urban Sports Rescue, a Philadelphia-based nonprofit organization dedicated to the development of urban youth through positive athletic programs. I'm reaching out to you because I need your help as we try to raise funds for our youth. We are hosting a fish fry at Lou and Chew's on April 30th and are looking for attendees. As an influencer with a vast social following, we would love if you could attend, but also inform the public of our event. The funds that we raise will assist us in hosting a couple of events, including our intro to lacrosse event for ages 6 to 11, on May 20th. And so when I saw the message, I was really excited because, one, I don't remember the last time that I've been asked to attend an event based on my social media following. But then also, number two, I think it's important, especially in urban communities when it comes to the youth, to really give them something positive to look forward to. It breaks my heart every time I watch the news and I see another young person getting killed or murdered. And it's sad because these are babies, you know. Some of these kids are as young as like 5 or 6 years old. And so that's why it's so important that kids have a safe space to go to where they can have fun, but also do something positive within their own community. So, yeah, you guys, I will be attending the Fish Fry fundraiser on April 30th, which, if I'm not mistaken, is Sunday of this week. If you would like to attend this amazing fundraiser, it's going to be at, well, the address of Lou and Chew's is 2101 West Hunting Park Ave, which, if I'm not mistaken, is probably in North Philly. And the tickets are $20. And the fundraiser is from 4 to 7 p.m. And they're also having $5 margaritas. So if you live in Philadelphia and you're not doing nothing on April 30th, then please come by and help support this amazing fundraiser for a great cause. And last but not least, I want to just again thank you, Tony, so much for giving me the opportunity to help spread the word about this amazing event. So I will be leaving Tony's information in the description box of this episode so you guys can contact him and maybe find other ways to help with his organization. Other than that, today's episode, what I will be talking about is one of the biggest lessons that I learned when I was 15 years old, which is being a follower will only get you so far in life. So if that sounds interesting, then grab your snacks and let's get this episode popping. So when I was 15 years old, and I believe it was about a month before my 16th birthday, I was on a school outing and I got caught shoplifting with another classmate and we got arrested. So to kind of give you guys a little backstory about just my whole experience with stealing, prior to that happening, I had stole things from the corner store, maybe like a bag of chips or a juice, but it never went further than that, and I didn't do it a lot, like every once in a while. And so I guess for me, when I got in trouble for shoplifting with my classmate, it never registered to me that I could get in trouble because I had never gotten in trouble in the past. And so having this happen, it made me realize that you really cannot be a follower. When I was in school, I was a part of this after school program that was geared towards all of the girls in our school. And so one day our teacher decided to take us on an outing. I think it was on a weekday. So we went to this mall and we went to Boscov's, which was inside the mall. And if you guys don't know what Boscov's is, it's a department store. It's kind of like Macy's. And so once we got inside of Boscov's, everybody kind of like split up into who they wanted to hang out with. I want to say it was probably about like 9 or 10 of us on this school outing, and one of the girls, I'm just going to call her Sarah for the sake of the story. I knew her kind of like an acquaintance. I think she was a grade above me, so she was 16 at the time that this happened. So me and Sarah decided to hang out together while we walked throughout Boscov's. I believe our teacher had told everybody that we all had to meet back at the front of the store at like a certain time frame. So everybody, you know, went their separate ways, and me and Sarah started walking around Boscov's. Now, I don't remember exactly how we even got on the topic of stealing, but I remember that she kind of convinced me and made me think that she was an expert in stealing, and because she never got caught, that we were going to be fine. And because I had never got caught stealing like a bag of chips from the corner store, that I was going to be fine. So we started taking stuff, and I want to say maybe about 25 to 30 minutes later, it was time for us to meet everybody back at the front of the store. So at this point, security had not stopped us. So I think in my head, I thought, well, security hasn't stopped us, so we're probably in the clear. And let me tell you, as me and Sarah was walking towards the front of the store where everybody was, security stops us. So imagine now our teacher, who is also our chaperone, is looking like, what the hell is going on? Unfortunately, our teacher couldn't really stay there with us because she had to take the other girls back home. So she took them back home and left us up there and left me and Sarah up there. The security guards took me and Sarah to this back room inside of the store and we sat down. And at first, I tried to deny that I took anything. But then, I don't know what you call it, like the CCTV footage, but they showed us footage from the store of us taking stuff. And at that point, I knew that the jig was up and there wasn't anything I could really say to deny what I did. I couldn't say I had a twin or it was my apparition. I had nothing. And of course, I started crying and saying that I'm sorry because what else could I do? But of course, they was not trying to hear or listen to my crocodile tears. So we gave them back the stuff that we stole. And I guess some part of me thought that, okay, we gave back the stuff, they're going to let us go. No. They put us in handcuffs and walked us out the room that we were in, and then we had to walk out the store. So mind you, we had to walk through the store to get outside to go inside the police car, and there were people in the store, and that was also very embarrassing. Once we got outside the store, we got inside the police car. They drove us to the police station, which I think wasn't that far from the mall. When we got to the police station, we had to sit on this bench, and I believe they handcuffed our ankles as well. I don't remember if our wrists were still handcuffed at the time. So as me and Sarah are sitting down inside the police station, I'm getting more and more nervous because I know that he has to call my mom. And I really did not want my mom to find out that I got arrested for shoplifting, but what could I really do? So the police officer calls both our parents, me and Sarah's, and Sarah's parents came and got her first. And so now I'm still sitting here waiting for Mama Brinson to come save me. And a part of me felt like, is she going to let me stay in jail for the night to teach me a lesson? Like, I don't know what's going to happen. But eventually she came and got me, and I don't know if she had to pay any money to bail me out. I don't really know. But once they released me, we drove back home. Of course, I was sitting in the passenger seat. And the whole ride back home, my mom did not say anything to me. She was completely quiet. And I can just tell that my mom was disappointed in me. She was angry at me because in my mom's mind, I was on a school outing. And the last thing that she would think is that her child was out here stealing. So once we got home, my mom finally started talking to me, and basically, she took away my cell phone. I did not have a 16th birthday. And I think the next day that I went to school, the other girls that were on the outing had found out about what me and Sarah had done and started telling other people inside the school. So, of course, I was ridiculed, okay? And it wasn't fun at all. If I'm not mistaken, I think because Sarah was 16 that it actually went on her permanent record. But because I was only 15, by the grace of God, that did not happen to me. And so when I look back on what happened to me, I think it's definitely a blessing, because what if I had never got caught, and what if I had kept stealing? Where would my life be? I learned real quick in that moment that your girl is not made for handcuffs. I'm not made to be locked up. I like my freedom. And so I say this to say that when you're younger, it's very easy to get pressured or want to do something that seems exciting, but not also think about the consequences of the situation. Because granted, I didn't have to steal with Sarah. It's not like she was making me steal. I chose to make that decision. And that decision caused me to get arrested for shoplifting. Please, young people, if you are listening to this episode, realize that you have to have your own mindset. And if you are about to do something that you know is not right and you have a gut instinct, please listen to your gut instinct. You know, being a follower, it can seem like exciting and fun in the moment because you want to be accepted by your peers or whatever, but really look at the whole scheme of things. Look at the situation as a whole. Because for me, if I had never chose to steal with Sarah, then my mom would have never had to come up and get me, and I would have had a 16th birthday. I didn't think about all of it. So for me, I wish I had thought about all of those things that could have been affected, but I didn't. But I did not. And I had to learn the hard way. And I think sometimes in life, when you look back on the things that you did when you were younger, you realize that in some ways, there was an angel or God guiding you to a better path. So in a lot of ways, that's why I say that I'm grateful that this did happen to me, because it opened up my eyes to the reality that being a follower will only give you heartache and trouble, and that it's more important that you are a leader. Yeah, it's definitely a part of my life that I wish had never happened, but it made me face the consequences of my actions. And so, yeah, you guys, that is the short little story about how I got arrested for shoplifting at 15 years old and the biggest lesson that I learned from my experience. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, but also if you are a younger person, you got something out of this episode, and understand that please have your own mindset. And just because somebody else is doing something does not mean that you have to participate. So other than that, thank you guys again for listening. And like I said in the beginning, if you are not doing nothing this Sunday, please come to the Fish Fry fundraiser and show your love and support if you live in Philadelphia. And thank you again to Tony for letting me spread the word about this amazing event. So I will talk to you guys in my next episode. I am so sorry about this delay, but your girl is back. And until next episode, peace.